As Brother Chu just shared with us that this last few days, we had all the Canada brothers gathered here for a couple of days of fellowship.
邱弟兄刚刚跟我们交通过，已过了几天呢，所有加拿大的众弟兄在这里一起有交通。
Yeah. We covered two messages thus far.
我们已过讲过两篇的信息。
The first was on the relationship between the church, the ministry, and the work.
第一篇是讲到教会执事与工作之间的关系。
And then last night, we covered the matter of the oneness of the body of Christ.
昨天晚上我们讲到基督身体的一。
This morning, we will cover another matter, which is the local ground of the church.
那今天早上我们要讲到另外一件事，就是教会地方的立场。
Can you hear me?
听得到吗？
At the back? Okay, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Last night's message and this morning, it's from the recent ITERO that was held in Brazil.
昨晚今早的信息乃是从最近, 国际长老负责弟兄们举办的信息所拿出来的。
So it seems like from last night to this morning, we are coming down from the heavens to the earth.
好像说从昨晚到今天, 早上是从天到地一样。
You know, this matter of the local ground of the church may sound familiar to many of us.
或许对多人来说, 教会地方立场对我们都相当熟悉。
But actually, in this outline, once you get into it, then you will notice that there are many things that we are not familiar with.
其实你只要一进入纲要，你就会发现有许多事是我们不熟悉的。
Perhaps we have not heard about them.
或许从来没听过。
That's why we need to get into the ministry.
这就是我们为什么要进入这份职事。
And here in this outline, we have two expressions.
纲要语有两个发表。
Here, firstly, there is the ground of locality.
第一个讲到地方教会的立场。
And this first expression is probably easier for us to understand.
这第一个教会立场可能比较容易了解。
But actually, this is only in the first part of the outline.
其实这只是纲要的头一部分。
The intrinsic burden of this outline is on the second expression.
纲要内在的负担乃是在于第二个。 发表的词,
and this is on the ground of oneness.
乃是讲到这个教会的根基。
Concerning the ground of the oneness, it's not so easy for our natural mind to understand.
教会根基上一对我们天然的观点来讲不容易领会。
So we should pray to the Lord and be open to the speaking spirit this morning.
所以早晨需要向这个一个说话的灵敞开并且祷告。
Lord Jesus, we open to you right now.
主耶稣，我们现在就向你敞开。
We don't want to think that we already know it.
不愿意我们自己以为知道了。
We don't want to treat all these matters as something common and familiar.
不愿意认为这是稀松平常的事。
Lord, we want your fresh speaking and your fresh revelation.
主啊, 我们要你新鲜的说话, 新鲜的启示。
You know, in this matter concerning the ground, we need to see that it's not of our choice.
关于教会立场这件事要看见, 这不在于我们的拣选。
God chooses the location, the material, and the pattern for the building.
所以乃是神自己在这拣选所要建造的建筑物所有的根基和立场。
In the previous crystallization study of Exodus,
出埃及记结晶读经,
we saw how Moses was shown the pattern of the building on the mountain of God.
我们看见摩西如何被神指示看见山上的样式。
So this is entirely God's decision.
这完全是神的决定。
It is up to his choosing.
乃是在于神的拣选。
We have no choice. We have no say.
毫无选择，无可所说。
We only say amen.
我们只能说阿们。
So we come to Roman numeral 1.
来到第一大点。
And I hope the Chinese-speaking saints have your outline.
华语的圣徒手中要有纲要。
Here it says the ground of the church is the key to knowing the church in today's chaotic situation.
在今天教会混乱的时候，教会的立场可说是认识教会的关键。
If you look at today's situation,
看看今天的情形。
It's full of confusion.
满了混乱。
It's full of mixture.
满了混杂。
Maybe I could help you see it from another angle by giving you some examples of the different grounds that there is in Christianity.
或者举个例子，可以给你们看见今天在基督教里面所有不同的立场是什么。
There are grounds that are based on a particular teaching.
有根据某种特别教训的一个立场。
You know, for example, baptism by water immersion or by sprinkling. This is a teaching.
这个水浸或者点水浸，这是一种的教导而成为的立场。
This is a particular kind of practice.
这是一种某种特殊的实行。
That became the ground of their particular church or so-called church.
他们所谓教会的一个立场了。
There are some who take the ground based on a person, a spiritual person.
有人是根据某一个人，一个属灵的人为他们的立场。
There are certain church who take a ground based on culture.
某些教会就根据文化来产生他们的立场
even based on nationality
或者是根据国籍做他们立场的根据
That's why there is this church called the Taiwan Baptist Church
所以你有台湾浸信会
There is some church that is based on the ground of common work
或者有一般是因着共同的工作而有的一个立场
Based on common opinion
共同的意见
Based onpersonal preference and interest.
个人的偏好，个人的兴趣而成了他们的立场。
Because of this, here it says that there is a huge confusion.
因此，这里有个极大的混乱。
And with confusion comes all kinds of mixture.
跟着混乱而来的就是各样的混杂、掺杂。
In order to know the church,
要认识教会
we must recognize the ground of the church.
就必须认识教会的立场。
And we need to know the difference between the ground of the church and the foundation of the church.
我们需要认识教会立场与教会根基之间的不同。
So here there are these two words.
这里有这两个词。
One is the ground.
一是立场。
The other one is the foundation.
二为这个根基。
So we should not confuse these two things.
二者不可混为一谈。
The foundation is the lowest part of a building.
这个根基是这个建造最深的最那个层次。
The ground, on the other hand, is the base.
立场呢，乃是这个基地。
The ground is the site.
立场乃是这个场地。
S-I-T-E, it's the site,
乃是场地
it's the location.
就是那个地方所在的那个地方，场地。
Where the building is going to be built or placed.
这个建筑物所要建的是在这个场地上。
You know, the Corinthians, they had...A huge problem of division.
临前他们有分裂极大的问题所在。
Some say I am of Paul.
有人说我是属保罗的。
Some say I am of Apollos.
有人说我是属亚波罗的。
And yet others say I am of Cephas.
那有人说我是属基法的。
And even some said the spiritual one says that I am of Christ.
属灵的说，哎，我是属基督的。
Paul is not the foundation.
保罗不是那个根基。
And actually, Christ is also not.The ground.
甚至那个基督也不是那个立场。
The foundation of the church is based on the revelation concerning Christ.
教会的根基乃是建在于对于基督之认识的启示上。
The Lord revealed this to Peter when he asked this question.
彼得问主这个问题的时候，主就启示给他。
So the church is built on this rock.
教会要建造在这个磐石上。
And this rock refers to The revelation concerning Christ.
这一个磐石就是关乎到对基督的启示。
Since the church is the dwelling place of God, the building of God.
教会既是神的居所，神的建筑物。
It needs not only a foundation.
就不只需要有根基。
But it also needs a ground.
也需要有立场。
A site.
就是场地。
This site is the locality in which the church is established.
这场地是教会在其上所建立的地方。
So this site is actually the ground.
这个场地其实也就是这个立场。
And the ground has a boundary.
立场是有个界限。
And this boundary is the city where that local church is.
这个界限就是那个地方教会所在的那个城市。
So that's why the apostle Paul also gave us a warning.
使徒保罗因此就给了我们一个警告。
He said, "You need to take heed How we build.
我们应当谨慎如何在其上建造。
Do we build with gold, silver, or precious stones?
是以金银宝石建造。
Or wood, hay, and stubble?
还是以牧草禾秸建造呢？
But his warning did not just stop there.
警告不停在这里。
He also warned, asked concerning where we will build.
他还问说，到底我们在哪里建造？
So in Paul's concept,
保罗的观念里
It's not how, just how you build, but where you build the church.
还不仅仅是如何建造，还是在哪里建造。
That's why earlier I said the ground is not based on according to our choosing.
所以我刚刚说过，这一个立场不在于我们的拣选。
Christ is not the ground of the church.
教会不，基督不是教会的立场。
I am of Christ.
Oh, 我是属基督的。
So spiritual.
听来属灵。
But yet it brings in a kind of division.
却是带进一种的分裂。
Any ground based on a person is divisive.
任何一种立场根据人都是分裂的。
Okay, let's go to Roman numeral 3.
进到第三大点。
The ground is much more important to a local church.Than its condition.
立场之于地方教会，比地方教会的情形更为重要。
Now on this point, I do have some feelings.
在这点，我有点感觉。
Many of us brothers come from all parts of Canada.
很多弟兄从加拿大各地而来。
Some churches are larger, some churches are very small.
有些教会比较大，有些比较小。
And many times the brothers come to me for fellowship.
很多时候弟兄来跟我有交通。
And many times these fellowships are all concerning the condition of the church.
那都是关于这个教会的情形怎么样。
And usually we are very dissatisfied.
那通常我们都非常不满意。
Because if you are satisfied, you will not seek fellowship.
因为满意就不会找寻找交通了
吧。Oh, you know, I don't want to go to the brothers meeting anymore.
我不再想去参加弟兄聚会了。
Oh, the Lord's Day morning meeting is so poor.
主日聚会真贫穷可怜呢。
How come the saints are not prophesying?
为什么圣徒们不伸言呢？
But here in this point, I was so encouraged.
但这一点非常鼓励我。
That the condition is relative and may change.
情形呢是相对的，是会改变的。
But the ground is absolute.
但立场是绝对的。
And the ground can never be altered.
是不能改变的。
Our condition could be also spiritual.
我们的情形可能是属灵。
Our spirituality can go up and down like the weather.
属灵的情形像天气可变，变来变去。
Sometimes we have the sun.
有的时候。出太阳了。
Sometimes we have the rain.
有的时候下了雨。
Just like the weather is so unpredictable.
天气如何是不可预测的。
The assessment of a church should never be based on its spiritual condition, but on its ground.
所以呢，要断定教会无论如何不能根据属灵的情形，只能根据立场。
Wherever a church is proper or genuine, does not depend on the condition of the church.But on the ground of the church.
教会的准确性和真实性不在于教会好坏的情形，乃在于教会的立场。
You know, I'd like to give you an illustration in the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米书，我愿意给你们这个例子。
You know, this is one of the recovery books in the Old Testament.
旧约里恢复书信中的一本。
When the children of Israel returned from captivity,
以色列人从被掳归回。
If you look at their situation,
你看看你们的情形。
Actually, it's not very positive.
其实他们并不是那么正面。
And their condition is not so encouraging.
情形也不是令人鼓励。
Maybe I can give you some examples.
或许我可以给你们一个例子。
In chapter 13, if I remember correctly,
如果记得不错的话，尼希米记十三章。
I think the most striking point that I can remember is that the children of Israel, what happened to them?They married even foreign wives.
哎，我记得最清楚就是所有以色列百姓那个时候什么，跟外邦的女子结了婚。
These are the people of the Philistines, the Ammonites, the Moabites.
这非利士人、摩亚门、这个摩门人，这些人跟他们结婚了。
God's chosen people.
这是神的选民。
Have intermarriages with these kind of people, the Gentiles.
与这些人结成为婚配，跟外邦人成为婚配了。
And also, they did not speak.The language of Judah.
他们就不再说犹太的语言了。
That means they have lost the truth.
他就是说出他们失去了真理。
Maybe they have been away so long that they forgot the truth.
他们偏离太久，真理都忘掉了。
And then even the Levitical service, the Levites have been defiled.
这利未人的利未侍奉都已经被玷污了。
You know, and also we see in that book of Nehemiah that the priesthood and the kingship became degraded.
你在尼希米书也看见，君王职分、祭司职分都已经衰落了。
Why did I say degraded? Because, for example, even Solomon married all these foreign wives.
为什么衰落？你看看所罗门跟所有外邦女子结婚。
And I remember too this the son of the great high priest.
大祭司的儿子。
He married the daughter of Sanballat.
跟山巴勒，
Who is a heathen?
山巴勒就是一个外邦人的女子结婚了。
That's why it brought in a defilement and a kind of corruption and degradation even to the priesthood.
甚至在祭司职分就带进了败落、堕落，甚至是败坏。
So the condition, even though it's imperfect,
虽然情形不完全
，the condition may not be up to your standard,
也不在于你的标准。
But praise the Lord, they came back.From captivity back to the ground of oneness.
但是赞美主，他们从被掳回到这个一的立场上。
I just felt so encouraged that even actually the temple that they eventually rebuilt was not so good as compared to the first temple.
但是他们那个时候重建的殿与先前的殿是比不上的。
And yet.The Bible tells us clearly that when the temple was built, God's glory filled the place.
但圣经清楚告诉我们，当那个殿建好的时候，神的荣耀充满了那个殿。
So brothers, what I'm trying to say to you is, don't be discouraged.
所以弟兄，我要跟你们说，不要灰心。
You know, I am so easily discouraged.
我这个人很容易灰心。
I tell you, on May the 7th.The hall one meeting, the meeting hall number one in the church in Vancouver got burned down.
今年五月七号，温哥华第一会所被火烧掉了。
You know how could this not be discouraging?
这对我来说怎么可能不灰心？
I was so much before the Lord.
我真是到主面前。
Oh, the days ensuing, Lord Jesus.
以下的时间，我就在这里祷告，主耶稣啊。
What have we done to cause your anger?
主啊，我们做了什么让你愤怒呢？
Lord Jesus, forgive me.
主耶稣啊，赦免我。
I was so much before the Lord.
我真是到主面前。
And I looked at myself. I was so totally discouraged.
我看看自己，完全失望到底
了。But I tell you, every time we come back to Him.
但是我告诉你，每一次我们回到主面前。
Standing yet on the ground of locality.
站在地方的立场上。
And on the ground of oneness.
站在一的立场上的时候。
The Lord's presence was there.
主的同在就在这里。
His speaking was there.
主的说话。
And I just felt in the last few months,
我觉得已过几个月,
it seems like I've been brought out of degradation.
好像我被从堕落里被带回来。
My experiences of the Lord has been so fresh.
我对主的经历是这么的新鲜。
It has been so renewed.
是被更新了。
So you see, brothers, we should not be discouraged.
所以弟兄们不要灰心丧志。
We should still go on.
应该继续往前。
In a positive way.
积极正面的往前。
Okay, four, the local ground of the church is basically.The unique oneness of the body of Christ practiced in the local churches.
教会地方的立场基本上乃是在众地方教会中所实行基督身体独一的一。
At the beginning, I mentioned to you concerning two expressions.
开始跟你们提到两个词。
The first one is the ground of locality.
第一就是地方教会的立场。
And I said that is.A little easier for us to understand.
那对我们来说比较容易认识。
From Roman numeral 4 onward,
第四大点往下看,
we're going to get into the second expression,
讲到另外一个词,
which is concerning the ground of oneness.
讲到地方立场的一。
And this is not so easy.
这个不是那么容易了。
That's why I need your full attention.
所以希望大家集中会神。
A, both the universal body of Christ and the local churches are uniquely one.
基督宇宙的身体和众地方教会都是独一无二的。
The body of Christ is universal.
基督的身体是宇宙的。
And this universal body has one expression in a city.
这宇宙的身体在一个城市只有一个显出。
Thus, there should be only one church.In a city.
因此一个城市只该只有一个教会。
You know, this is like there is only one moon.
就好像这里只有一个月亮。
If you ask, what is the name of the moon?
你说那月亮叫什么名字啊?
You could say, and you will say, the moon is just the moon.
说月亮就是月亮嘛。
But when I'm in Montreal,
我在蒙特利尔。
This would be the moon in Montreal.
这就是蒙特利尔的月亮。
The moon as it is expressed to the people of Montreal.
这个月亮乃是显在这个蒙特利尔人当中的。
I think you know what I'm trying to say.
我想你知道我说的是什么。
So the church is of two aspects.
所以教会有两方面。
There is the universal aspect.
有宇宙的一面。
But there is also the local aspect.
也有地方的一面。
If you only believe in the universal aspect,
如果你只相信宇宙的一面，
then it is very abstract.
很抽象。
Where are you going to exist?
你要存在哪里存在？
Where do you practice your church life?
你怎么实行教会生活呢？
So you need to have the second aspect.
所以你需要第二方面。
Which is the local aspect of the church.
就是教会地方的一面。
The body is universal, and this universal body has only one expression in a city.
身体是宇宙的，这宇宙的身体在一个城市只有一个显出。
Thus, there should be only one church in a city.
因此，一个城市只应当有一个教会。
The boundary of the church is the city.
所以这里讲到这个教会的这个范围。就是城市。
It cannot be smaller than the city or larger than a city.
不可大于或小于这个城市。
There is one unique body of Christ in the universe. We sang this hymn earlier.
早晨我们唱过这个诗歌，宇宙中只有一个身体。
And there is one unique local church in each locality.
因此，一个城市只应当只有一个教会。
This unique oneness is the basic element of the church life.
因此，在这里，这独一的一乃是这个教会生活的基本元素。
That's why there is the church in Jerusalem.
所以你看，当时有在耶路撒冷的教会。
The name of that church, the early church, is not the church in Jerusalem. That's not the name. The name is just the church.
当时在耶路撒冷教会，那个名字其实就是教会。
But the church, as it is expressed in the city of Jerusalem.
而是这个教会是显在耶路撒冷这个城市。
The church that I go to is the church that is expressed in Vancouver.
那我所在的教会乃是这个教会彰显在温哥华。
Praise the Lord. This morning we're here in the church that is expressed here in Montreal.
今天早晨我们在这个教会内乃是在蒙特利尔这里彰显出来。
The organic body is undivided and indivisible.
基督身居的身体是不分开的，也是不能分开的。
This unique body is expressed in many local churches in the divine oneness as it is with the triune God and in the divine nature, element, essence, expression, function, and testimony.
这独一的身体彰显于许多地方教会里，乃是在神圣的义里，如三一神所示的，也是在神圣的性质、元素、数值彰显、功用和见证上。
There are many local churches.
这里有许多的地方教会。
I don't know how many.
我不知道有多少。
I really don't know how many. Sometimes it's sometimes some people said 1,000, some people said 2,000. I don't know. But there are many, many local churches.
有人说1,000、2,000，我不知道，但是有许多的地方教会。我们希望有更多的地方教会。
We should pray that there will be many local churches, meaning genuine local churches in all of Canada.
然后在加拿大有更多真实的地方教会出现。
Yet all these different local churches.
然而，所有这些不同的众地方教会，
they all have one divine nature.
只有一个神圣的性情。
They all have one divine element.
只有一个神圣的元素。
They all have one divine essence.
只有一个神圣的素质。
One divine expression.
一个神圣的彰显。
One divine function.
一个神圣的功用。
And one divine testimony.
一个神圣的见证。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they are one body of Christ.
因为他们是基督的这一个身体吗？
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是太好了？
Oh, this would eliminate all the confusion.
这就除去所有的混乱。
Okay, then after that, we come to a very crucial portion of this outline.
刚要很关键的点，我们现在来看。
And this is Roman numeral 5.
这是第五大点。
According to the divine revelation in the New Testament,
照着神新约神圣的启示，
the church ground is constituted of three crucial elements.
教会的立场是由三个重要的元素构成的。
Remember, I told you that this is not so easy to understand.
我说这不容易领会啊。
It's these crucial elements that we don't understand.
乃是我们不领会这些重要的元素。
Okay, and actually, out of the three, maybe one is a little easier.
第一个比较容易。
And the other two are harder.
其他两个好像比较难。
Okay, let's go into them.
好，我们一起来看。
The first element of the constitution of the church ground is the unique oneness of the universal body of Christ.
构成教会立场的第一个元素是基督宇宙身体独一的一。
Okay, now saints, you need to concentrate here.
好，需要聚精会神。
There are so many terminologies.
这里有许多的词在这里。
Sometimes you need to zero in on the important ones.
好，需要注意那个重要的词。
So here you need to concentrate on this phrase.
请注意这个词。
The unique oneness of the universal body of Christ.
基督宇宙身体独一的一。
And this is also called the oneness of the Spirit.
这也称为纳灵的一。
This is the oneness that the Lord Jesus prayed in John 17.
这就是在约翰十七章主所祷告的一。
And actually, last night our brother covered this matter.
昨晚弟兄交通过这个。
So I'm just repeating it a little bit, and then we can go on.
稍微重复，我们再往前讲。
This is a oneness of the mingling of the process triune God with all the believers in Christ.
这是经过过程。终极完成三一神与他众肢体的调和。
This oneness is firstly in the triune God.
这个一首先是在三一神里面。
But the triune God's desire is that this oneness would be enlarged.
但三一神的心意是要这个一能够扩大。
And the way for his to enlarge this oneness is to include you and me.
一得扩大的路就是要把你我包括在其中。
So all of us, the children of God, the believers of Christ, we will be brought into this divine oneness.
所以我们众人神的儿女，所有神的信徒都包括在这个神圣的一里面。
That's why there is this matter of the mingling.
所以这里有个调和。
So mingling is such a wonderful truth that has been recovered among us.
调和是在我们中间所恢复宝贝的真理。
This oneness is in three areas.Firstly, in the name of the Father.
这个一是在三方面，是第一个是在父的名里。
The name of the Father denotes the Father's person.
父的名指明父的人位。
And his person is his life.
父的身位就是他的生命。
So this oneness is also through the sanctification by his holy word as the truth.
这个一也是借着他真理，神圣的真理，神圣的话语所。
So in John chapter 17, you need to pay attention to these three sets of verses.
所以在约翰福音十七章有这三处的经节要注意。
There's John 17 verse 6 and 11.
第六节十一节。
Concerning the Father's name.
讲到父的名。
And then verses 14 to 21 concerning the sanctification by His holy word.
十四到二十一节乃是关乎到神圣。话语之圣别。
That's why, brothers and sisters, we need to love the Word of God.
这就是弟兄们，我们要爱神的话。
You know, ever since I was in high school, I just loved the Word of God.
高中开始我就爱神的话。
You know, it seems like when the Recovery Version came out, to me, it was a real opening.
恢复文圣经看来，这是大大的打开了主的话。
Every single word, every single phrase is opened up to us.
每个字、每个词都向我们打开了。
And through coming to His Word, we will be sanctified.
接着来到他的话面前，我们就被圣别。
This oneness is ultimately in the divine glory for the expression of the Triune God.
这一最终是在神圣的荣耀里，为着彰显三一神。
And this is in verses 22 to 24 of chapter of 17.
在约翰十七章二十二到二十四节。
Now such a oneness has now been imparted into the spirit of all the believers.
这样的一已经被分赐到所有信徒的里面。
This morning, as we were partaking of the table,
早晨我们擘饼的时候
，Did you sense the oneness that is in the body of Christ?
你有没有感觉到基督身体的一呢
？I just felt it was so sweet this morning.
我觉得早晨真甜美。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And on the day of our regeneration,
重生的那一天,
the Spirit of God came into us.
神的灵就进到我们里面了。
So not only did it regenerate us,
它不仅重生我们,
so that through it we became born again.
借此我们得以重生。
But praise the Lord, through the Spirit that came into us, we were brought into the oneness of the Triune God.
赞美主，借着重生我们的灵，我们也被带进到三一神的一里了。
So basically, that's the first element.
这就是第一个元素。
The second element of the church ground is the unique ground of the locality in which a local church is established and exists.
教会立场的第二个元素是地方教会在其上建立并存在的地方独一立场。
Now, of these three crucial elements, perhaps I can say this is a little easier for us to understand.
这三个元素可能这个比较容易了解。
The churches are established in different cities.
教会乃是在不同的城市设立的。
by taking a city as the boundary and ground of each local church.
乃是以那个地方为那个地方召会的立场。
Actually, there is a point here. The New Testament presents a clear picture that all the churches, all the local churches, as the expression of the universal church, the universal body of Christ, are located in their respective cities.
召会在神里面宇宙，但就着呢，实行来说，召会在一个确的地方是地方的。
That's why those verses that are listed there, Acts 8:1.
像这里所列出的经节，《使徒行传》八章
一节。We see the church in Jerusalem. You see, there is a city.
我们看见这里有个城市，耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷的召会。
So the church exists in that city called Jerusalem.
乃是在那个城市存在的，就是耶路撒冷。
In Acts 13:1, we see the church that exists.In Antioch.
使徒行传十三章一节，我们看见在安提阿所显出的召会。
And then in Romans 16 verse 1, we see the church in Cenchrea, another city.
罗马书十六章一节，我们又看见另外一处召会，在坚革里的召会。
And of course, from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, there is the church in Corinth.
但哥林多前书一章，我们又看见哥林多的召会。
And then elsewhere, we were told there are the churches in Galatia.
圣经别处还可以我们看见加拉太的众召会。
Why is it? Because Galatia, you know, we live here in Canada. We may not be so familiar with the geography in the Middle East, but Galatia is a region.
住在加拿大不一定熟悉中东的地势，但是你知道，加拉太是一个省份，是一区域。
So in that region of Galatia, there are many churches.
在那个区域里面有许多处召会。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
The church, and also in the New Testament, we see another expression, which is the church that meets in a home, or homes.
新约里面我们看见这个召会另外有个章节是召会在家里聚集的。
You know, recently in America, there is this movement called the Home Churches Movement.
在美国有这个家庭教会的一个运动。
There are a group of Christians who are dissatisfied with the mega churches.
一般基督徒对那个巨型教会不满意
or whatever background they came from, so they just simply meet in the homes.
所以他们不管来到什么背景，就在家里聚在一起了。
Some of them may regard their church that they meet in the home as the church.
他们以为在他家里那个聚集那个地方就是召会了。
But actually, we need to see that the church, the ground of the church, is not the home that you meet in.
我们必须看见召会的立场不是你聚在的那个家的那个地方。
So.The church can meet in a home, but the home is not the church.
召会可以在家里聚集，但那个家不是召会。
Actually, the church can meet in many homes.
召会可以在许许多多的家庭里聚集。
The church in Jerusalem, the saints meet from house to house.
你看，在耶路撒冷，圣徒们是挨家挨户的聚会。
But it doesn't mean that each house is an individual church.
不是说的每一户都是一个单独的召会，不是。
I think this should be clear to all of us.
我想这对我们来说是不是清楚的呢？
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Okay, then the church in number three is constituted of the universal God.
第三节的召会是由宇宙的神所构成的。
But it exists on earth in many localities.
却存在于地上的许多地方。
In nature, the church is universal in God.
就性质说，召会在神里面是宇宙的。
But in practice,The church is local in a definite place.
但就实行说，召会在一个确定的地方是地方的。
That's why the reference verse here is 1 Corinthians 1:2.
为什么这里提到林前一章二节？
The church of God, which is in Corinth.
是在哥林多神的召会。
So the church of God refers to the universal aspect of the church.
神的召会是讲到召会宇宙的一面。
The church is of God. This symbolizes or this signifies the nature, the intrinsic constitution of the church.
神的召会就指明这讲到召会的性质和召会的构成成分。
The church is of God.
召会是属于神的。
Meaning it is of God himself.
那就是召会就是神的自己。
It's not of anything else.
不属于任何别的。
So it's actually of God plus zero.
是神加零。不加别的。
But in the same verse, the Apostle Paul also said that the same church is in the city of Corinth.
这同一个召会，神的召会却什么？却是在哥林多。
In Corinth, in the locality of Corinth, in the city of Corinth, that is for its expression for its existence.
在哥林多这个城市是为着它的彰显，为着它的存在的。
For its administration.
也为着它的行政。
So that the saints, because we are all humans and we are limited by time and space.
因为我们身份都是人呢、啊，受时间空间的限制。
We all live in different time zones.
都活在不同的时间空间里。
So that there is a way for us.To live the church life in our city.
因此，这个呢，就是我们在我们的城市里能够过教会生活。
Okay, I think this is a little easier for us to understand.
这个了解上较为容易。
Now let's go on to the third difficult point.
好，来讲到第三个比较难的。
And this is the third crucial element of the church ground.
第三重点，教会立场的第三个元素。
And here there is an expression called the reality of the spirit of oneness.
这个词就是合一之灵的实际。
And that is.The reality of the Spirit,
就是那灵的实际
who is the living reality of the divine Trinity.
那灵是神圣三一活的实际
You know, if I remember correctly, in message 4, most of you may perhaps have not gone into it, but because I was in Brazil, so I had the privilege of having gone through some of these messages. In message 4, there is an expression there, or a point there, that I think would help you understand this difficult point.
你们或许不知道，但是因为我在巴西，所以我知道第四篇信息。第四篇信息有一个点呢，可以帮助你们了解。
Now, you don't have the outline, so maybe I can just read it to you. It's very, very short, but it will truly open up this point to us.
你们手中或许没有纲要，但是我要读。你读的话，就让你们把这个点打开了。
Okay, andMessage 4, the very last point.
第四篇信息最后一个点。
Yeah, you don't have the outline, so you don't need to flip. In the divine and mystical realm of the consummated spirit.
在终极完成的灵那神圣奥秘的范围里。
Okay, for some of the new ones, maybe we should just explain this a little bit.
新人稍作解释。
You know, God has gone through all the different processes.
神经过种种的过程。
And finally, he became the ultimate.Consummated, life-giving, all-inclusive spirit.
就他成为那终极完成、终极总结、赐生命的那
包罗万有、
包罗万有的那。
We are mingled with the Triune God for the keeping of the oneness.
我们乃是与三一神调和，以保守这个一。
In these days, we treasure this word "mingle" very much.
这些日子我们非常宝贝"相调"这个词，调和这个词。
And brothers and sisters, we should not think that this is just another of Brother Lee's terms.
是不是李弟兄另外又发明一个名词？
Some people said it seems like he just invents new terms every day.
李弟兄，有人认为李弟兄天天都发明新名词。
Praise the Lord for these new terms.
为着这些名词赞美主。
Because we are in a new culture.
因为我们乃在新的文化里。
It brings us all the new spiritual realities.
因为这把所有神圣新的属灵实境带给我们。
Praise the Lord. On God's side, He is now the consummated Spirit.
在神那一面，他是终极完成的灵。
Which is the pneumatic Christ.
就是这个。势力的基督
On our side,
在我们这一面呢
we need to be mingled with the triune God.
我们要与三神调和
And this is so that we can keep the oneness of the Spirit.
我们就能因此保守那灵的一
In Ephesians 4:3, the Apostle Paul charged us that we need to be diligent.
以弗所四章三节，保罗嘱咐我们要竭力
to keep the oneness of the Spirit.
保守那灵的一
So we need to ask ourselves, how do we keep the oneness of the Spirit?
要问自己，怎么可能保守那灵的一呢
When I look at a brother walking towards me, I would run away.
如果弟兄从那里来，我就往那边跑逃。
And many times I told my wife, I said, let's go to a mountain or an isolated island so I don't see the saints.
有的时候我说，哎呀，跟太太说，哎呀，上到山上做孤独人，不要看圣徒就好了。
How do we keep the oneness of the Spirit, brothers and sisters?
这样子我怎么能保守那里的一呢？
It says here, the real oneness is in the Triune God.
这里说到真正的一是在三一神。
There's no oneness anywhere else outside of the triune God.
在三一神之外没有一。
The genuine oneness is the mingling of the believers with the triune God.
真正的一就是三一神与信徒的调和。
So coming back to this third element.
来到第三个元素。
Sure, if you read this outline, you're going to have a big head.
读过纲要。可能会头大
It's very difficult to understand.
可能难以领会
But just remember, oh Lord Jesus.
但请记得，哦，主耶稣。
This morning, let's set our mind on the Spirit.
我们把心思置于灵里。
Whenever we turn,
无论我们怎么转。
We are mingled with the consummated spirit.
我们需要转，要与这个终极完成的灵调和。
You need to read this point based on your own experience.
要照着经历来读这个点。
Whenever we are about to be angry,
我们要生气的时候。
When words are about to come out of our mouth to argue with our wives,
话即将出口与妻
子争辩。I'm right and you're wrong.
我对你错。
At this very moment,
就在这一时刻。
We quickly.Recede to our spirit.
立刻要躲到灵里,
藏到灵里。And we call on the Lord.
呼求主名。
We said, Lord Jesus.
说主耶稣。
Oh, this morning I woke up and I just turned to the Lord.
早晨我醒过来就转向主。
Our brother Minoru told me last night after the meeting, you need to share this message.
昨晚会后，陈金牛说分享这篇信息啊。
Oh Lord Jesus, I was just Lord, I need you.
主耶稣啊，我说主啊，我需要你。
Lord Jesus, I love my brother Minoru.
我非常保爱诚实弟兄。
Lord Jesus, if I was in my mind, I would say.What kind of perfecting is this?
我在心里我说这就是成全吗
You don't tell people at the last minute.
不是最后一分钟才跟人家讲啊
But praise the Lord as I turn to my spirit.
但是主，当我转到灵里的时候
Oh, suddenly this outline became so fresh and new to me.
突然之间这个刚刚对我来说是那么新鲜又是新的
I was sitting there in Brazil listening to this outline.
我在巴西坐在那里听这篇信息
I don't remember what it was spoken.
都不记得说了什么
Maybe because of theOf the time lag or the time whatever,
或许时差倒时差不知道怎么回事。
I honestly don't have much impression.
对这篇信息没有印象。
But praise the Lord for this third element.
对的第三个元素。
Not only do we have the oneness of the Spirit,
不仅有那灵的一
which we need to keep,
是我们需要竭力保守的
in a vigilant way.
要竭力保守。
But on the other hand,
另外一方面呢
there is the reality.
在这里还有一个实际。
Oh, the reality of the spirit of oneness.
就是一的实际，那里一的实际。
Reality means what? It becomes your experience.
实际什么？成为你的经历了。
It becomes your enjoyment.
成为你的享受。
Otherwise, it's just doctrine.
要不然就是道理嘛。
It's just something on the outline.
只是在纲要上的。
As soon as we go home, we forget about it.
回家就忘。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
We turn to our spirit.
我们能够转到我们的灵里。
It is by this spirit that the ground of locality is applied in life and not in legality.
这个地方立场得应用在生命里，而非在律法上。
I think we need to underline this phrase.
请把第二这个要圈起来。
Many times we use the ground of locality to condemn one another.
很多时候用地方立场彼此定罪。
Even to condemn other Christians.
定罪别的基督徒。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
We need to keep. It is by this spirit.
乃是借着这灵。
That the ground of locality is applied.
这个地方立场得以应用。
I love application.
我非常喜欢应用。
Because it's practical.
因为很实际嘛。
Right? If you sit here all day and you just listen to theory and doctrine.
整天在这里听道理知识。
It has nothing to do with you.
跟你什么没有关系啊。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
The ground of locality can be applied to us.
教会的立场能应用在我们身上。
And how is it applied to us? It's in life.
应用了在生命里。
It's in the divine life.
在神圣的生命里。
And not in legality.
而不是在律法。
So when we go home to our respective localities.
回到本地。
Be in life.
要在生命里。
Enjoy life.
要享受生命。
The Zoe life.
受恶的生命
the eternal life of God.
神永远的生命
It is by this spirit that the genuine ground of the church is linked with the triune God.
凭着这灵教会真正的立场得以与三一神连接
Actually, the more you stand on the ground,
越站在立场上
the more you would love God.
你就会越爱神
I think this is just what it means here.
这里所需要的就是这个
Right? If you keep standing on the ground, you think you're standing on the ground, but you don't love God.
你越站在立场上越不爱神
There's something wrong.
这有问题哦
It doesn't match.
这 不相配嘛
The more we stand on the ground of locality,
越站在地方的立场上
The more we love the brothers and sisters,
我们就越爱弟兄姊
妹 The more we love the Lord's recovery,
越爱主的恢复
The more we love to read the word of God,
越爱读主的话
The more we love one another,
我们越彼此相爱
With all those things that we read yesterday,
我们昨天所读的这一切
With lowliness, with meekness, with forbearance,
卑微温柔恒忍
Actually, in the training, Brother Andrew said these are the checklist.
余杰林弟兄说这实际是你的这个审核名单
well, actually, he said, these are the test.
其实他说这是你们的考试
Just to show you where you are.
每一点就指出你在哪里
I think all the brothers who were there in Brazil,
巴西的弟兄们
they have to confess that we all failed the test.
我们都承认我们没考过
But praise the Lord
但赞美主
for the spirit of oneness.
为着那灵的一。
And for the reality of the spirit of oneness.
也为着这那灵之一的实际感谢主。
Okay, then we need to go to Roman numeral 6.
第六大点。
How about let's read it?
来一起读。我们需要看见召会的立场，一的真正立场，与生命有内在的关系。
Okay, here we need to see that this matter of the ground of locality is intrinsically related to the divine life.
我们必须看见这个地方一的真正立场乃是与生命有内在的关系。
Okay, the major scriptural reference here in this point is Psalm 133.
最主要所引用的经节就是诗篇133篇。
Now, you may not have your New Old Testament with you, so let me read it to you.
好，我读给你们听。
It says here, and I think most of us can memorize this, behold, how good and how pleasant it is.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
For brothers to dwell in unity.Yeah, it is like the fine oil upon the head.
这好比那上好的油
that ran down upon the beard.
浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须。
And it's upon Aaron's beard.
又流到胡须。
That ran down upon the hem of the garment.
又流到他的衣襟。
Like the dew of Hermon.
又好比黑门的甘露。
That came down upon the mountains of Zion.
降在锡安山上。
For there Jehovah commanded the blessing.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福。
Life forever.
就是永远的生命。
You know, this is one of my favorite psalms.
这是我最喜欢的诗篇之一。
So actually, I was quite enjoying preparing this outline.
我在享受着纲要的时候。
You know, here it tells us this word unity.
这里讲到和睦同居。
I remember when we first started the campus team in Vancouver.
记得刚开始在校园团体对温哥华开始的时候。
You know, there is an association of Christian clubs at UBC.
那时候在当时UBC 大学有一些基督徒的联合团体。
The director asked me to go to have some fellowship with him.
负责人邀我去跟他有些交通。
And he questioned me, why are we not for unity of all the Christian clubs?
他说你们为什么基督徒这个各个社团联合，你们怎么不搞联合？
I think here this word needs some explanation.
我相信这个词需要稍作解释。
Otherwise, we picked up all kinds of interpretations.
让我们有各式各样的解释。
Okay, the best interpretation is in the footnote.
最好的是在这个注解里的解
释。It says here the unity spoken of is a picture of the genuine oneness in the New Testament.
这里提到的和睦乃是一幅新约真正的一的图画。
This oneness is the process and consummated triune God mingled with the believers in Christ. We mentioned that already in John 17.
约翰福音17章提过，这个一呢，乃是经过过程并终极完成的三一神与基督里的信徒相调和。
Since the body of Christ is such a mingling,
基督的身体既是这样的调和。
The body itself is the oneness.
身体本身就是一。
Remember, I told you about the mingling.
你记得我跟你讲到调和吗？
Our spirit is being mingled with the triune God.
我们的灵与三一神调和。
The issue of this mingling is the oneness.
调和的结果就是一。
According to the picture in this psalm.
照着这里这幅图本章的图画。
The genuine oneness is constituted of the spreading ointment.
真正的意思有流淌的膏油
and the descending dew for the gradual building up of the body of Christ in the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity.
和降下的甘露所构成，使基督的身体在神圣三一的神圣分次里渐渐得以建造。
So actually, in this psalm, there are two matters.
这诗篇里有两件事。
One is the anointing oil.
一个就是膏油涂抹的那个油。
This is the fine oil.
这个是细的膏油。
This is the holy anointing oil, and the picture of this oil is in Exodus chapter 30.
这圣膏油这幅图画是在出埃及记三十章。
And this oil signifies the all-inclusive compound anointing spirit as the consummation of the process triune God.
所以这个膏油乃是表征经过过程终极完成的三一神那一个终极完成复合包罗万有的那个油。
Now don't, again, please don't think these are so wordy.
不要以为这是很多词啊，累赘的词，
罪词。But it's full of the riches of the spiritual reality.
每个词都满了神圣属灵的丰富。
God is now consummated.
神已经终极完成了。
And He is being dispensed into us as an ointment.
作为油分赐到我们里面。
Every day we need to enjoy this ointment.
每一天都要享受这个膏油。
That's why it's a gradual process.
所以这是一个逐渐的过程。
It's not like the tsunami, you know, that just a torrent of water that just rushed into your life.
不像海啸一样，一下子这个就把你人生冲得乱七八糟的。
Praise the Lord for the gradual anointing oil.
这乃是逐渐膏油的涂抹。
Every morning we need to rise up.
每一天早晨要起来。
In Lamentations, it tells us that His compassions are new every morning.
耶利米哀歌告诉我们说，他的连续每早晨都是新的。
And then here in this psalm, because of time, we need to be quick. Aaron typifies Christ as the high priest.
亚伦表征基督是大祭司。
And then we also see his garments.
你看见他的衣襟
Because it says the hem of his garments,
讲到他的衣服的衣襟
It typifies the church, the body of Christ.
教会就是基督的身体
As the fullness, as the expression of God.
乃是神的丰满神的彰显
So there is the head of Aaron, and there is the garments.
亚伦的头还有衣襟
One is Christ as the head, the other one is the church as the body of Christ.
一个基督是头，另外一个教会是基督的身体
The oil running down from Aaron's head to the hem of his garment.
从亚伦的头流到胡须，流到衣襟。
This signifies both the head and the body.
表征头与身体。
Both Christ and the church.
基督就是基督与教会。
And both are under the anointing fine oil.
两者都在这个细致的这个膏油的涂抹之下。
You know, I always thought that it's just us that is under this oil, this anointing oil.
总是觉得是我们在这膏油涂抹之下。
This footnote tells us it's both.The head and the body are both under the anointing oil.
说这两者，头与身体都在膏油的涂抹之下。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And then there is also the dew.
还有甘露。
You know, dew is in the morning.
甘露是在清晨。
Especially early morning.
就一大早。
Signifying the fresh and refreshing grace of life.
表示在这里令人舒爽的恩典。
The grace of God.
神的恩典。
And we all know God, grace is what?
我们知道什么是恩典呢?
Grace is simply the process triune God.
恩典就是经过过程的三一神。
As the Zoe life.
作为咒恶的生命
coming to us,
进到我们里面
into us,
临到我们里面
being dispensed into us,
分赐到我们里面
to be a part of us,
成为我们的一部分
for our enjoyment,
为着我们的享受
for our dispensing,
为着我们的分赐
and for our experience,
为着我们的经历
so this grace,
这一个恩典
which is the process triune God,
就是经过过程的三一神
comes to us to be our life and life supply,
来做我们的生命和生命的供应
and this grace of life,
这一个恩典
every day,Every morning,
每天早晨
it waters us.
都在这滋润我们
It refreshes us.
使我们舒爽
Just like every time you take a shower.
每天早晨洗澡
You know, when I was in Brazil, sometimes I have to take two showers.
巴西一天要洗两次以上的澡
Because it's so hot.
因为太热了
Oh, but it's refreshing.
没洗完就舒爽
Oh, like the morning dew.
像清晨的甘露
And then Hermon is a high mountain.
黑门是一座高山
You know, three times I went to Israel, I never went up to Hermon.
弟兄去耶路撒冷三次都没上到黑门山。
There's always a reason for us not to be able to go up.
总有原因上不去。
But praise the Lord, there is this fact.
有一个事实在这里。
There is a mountain.
这里有一座山。
The name is called Hermon.
名为黑门山。
And it signifies the heavens.
表征诸天。
The highest place.
至高之处。
From which the dew descends.
那个从那里降下甘露。
So the anointing of the Spirit.And the supply of grace.
那里的膏抹，恩典的供应。
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣啊。
Things it makes it possible for us to live in oneness.
就能够使我们能够活在一里。
That's why many times the brothers urge us that we need to spend time with the Lord.
这就是为什么弟兄们一直说我们要花时间在主面前。
The many mountains of Zion. This is plural.
这是黑门的群山，是山群。
Zion is the highest peak in Jerusalem.
锡安是耶路撒冷最高的那个峰高峰。
But surrounding Zion, there are many other peaks.
在锡安山有许多其他的高峰环绕着它。
These are the surrounding mountains of Zion.
这些山环绕着锡安。
And they simply typify the many local churches.
表征众地方教会。
And these are the components of the unique universal church.
这是宇宙教会的这构成层。
So in other words, brothers and sisters, in the local churches, we daily enjoy the Lord's grace as the descending dew.
在众地方召会里面，我们天天享受恩典作为那降下的甘露。
With this as the background, I think we can read through these few points.
以此为背景读，请读。
I think it will be clear to all of us. The eternal life of God is commanded by God as a blessing to those who dwell together in oneness in the church life.
第一重点，神永远的生命是神命定给那些在召会生活里，在义里同住之人的福。
I think the most important thing we should remember is that we need to stay in the local churches.
最重要的一点要记住，要留在地方召会里
，to enjoy God's commanded blessing，
享受神所命定的福。
Commanded means what? That for sure，
命定的就是必须要。
The blessing is for us，
必定这个祝福是给我们的。
As long as we stand on the ground of God，
只要我们站在义的立场上。
Life is the essence of oneness，
生命是义的素质。
And life here refers to the divine uncreated life of God，
这里生命是指神周围的生命，是非受造。的生命永远的生命。
Without life, there can be no oneness.
离开了生命就不能有一。
The oneness in God's economy.
在神经纶中的一。
The great oneness revealed in entirety in the scriptures.
圣经所启示那完整伟大的一。
It can only be preserved by life.
只能凭生命来保守。
So the only way that oneness can be maintained is by life, in life, and with life.
一的维持唯一的路乃是借着生命在生命里并用生命
How about let's repeat those few words
我来读这几
By life, in life, and with life
借着生命在生命里并用生命
Oh, brothers and sisters, we go home and we remember these few phrases
弟兄们回去就要记得这几句话
We do everything by life, in life, and with life
一切都是借生命在生命里并用生命来维持的
When we go to the hospital to visit the sick ones
去医院访问生病的圣徒
We go by life,
带着生命去，在生命里用生命去。
When we stand up to prophesy in the meeting，
站起来聚会中宣言。
We do it in life by life, in life and with life。
我们来借着生命在生命并用生命来做。
We contact one another，
彼此接触。
In life with life，
那是借生命在生命并用生命。
Okay, then after this, I think my job is almost done.
之后
we can read through Roman numeral 7。
我们来读第七大。
How about let's all stand up？
好，我们都站起来。
I think it's clear now。
现在应该清楚了。
Okay, in the Lord's recovery, we take the lead to stand on the unique ground of the church, the genuine one of oneness. 1 Corinthians 1:2 speaks of the church at Corinth. This shows the locality of Corinth for the existence, expression, Such a locality becomes the local ground of the local churches on which they are built respectively. Thus, the church in Corinth was built on the ground of the city of Corinth. B. The practice of the church life in the early days was the practice of having one church for one city with only one church. In no way,Amen. This is the local church with the city, not the street or area as the unit. The jurisdiction of a local church should cover the whole city in which the church is located. It should not be greater or lesser than the boundary of the city. All the believers within that boundary should constitute the one unique local church.Within that city. See, we need to realize that the church today must be in oneness and must be built on the ground of oneness. The genuine oneness is the ground of the church. May the Lord grant us more light concerning this precious oneness. Okay, be seated. May the Lord truly grant us more light concerning this precious oneness.
这个宝贝的
How about let's pray two by two?
请两两祷告。
他有钱了吗 ？OK。
Amen. How about saints? How about we sing 852 standing? Le cant 651 Chinese 616.
我们与众圣徒，特别是在蒙特利尔召会这里。
Some particular fellowship.
有一些特别的交通。
And this fellowship has to do with the eldership of the church here.
这个交通乃是与
Thank the Lord for the local church in Montreal.
为着蒙特利尔的地方召会，感谢主。
This church has been here for some time.
召会在这里已经相当一段时间了。
I was looking to see if Brother John Chow can give us a brief history of the church in Montreal.
我们在这里看是不是赵同弟兄。
So he's not here.
He'll be here.
待会儿就到。But there has been quite a history in Montreal.
在蒙特利尔这里的确有相当的历史。
The church has been through many stages.
召会经过许多不同的阶段。And
thank the Lord, we are here.
感谢主，我们在这里。
With about, I think, up to 200 brothers and sisters.
将近有200位弟兄姊妹。
With the English-speaking language.
有说英语的。
And then also there is the French-speaking.
还有法语的。
That is increasing.
人数在增加。
I hope there will be more and more French-speaking brothers and sisters among us.
我盼望在这里有能够更多的法语的弟兄姊妹。
Then we have the Chinese-speaking saints.
还有说华语的弟兄姊妹。
I believe there are a few Filipino brothers and sisters.
还有一些菲律宾的弟兄姊妹。
But here, none of those things are that important.
但在这里啊，以上所说的都不是那么重要。
The important thing is we are one in Christ.
重要的乃是我们在基督里乃是一。
How sweet it is to dwell together in unity.
弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美！
Here we don't have racial differences or class differences.
这里没有种族阶级的不同。
Here Christ is all and in all.
在此，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
We are one body in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督里乃是一个身体。
And together we are the house of the living God.
我们来在一起就是活神的家。
Express in this city of Montreal.
在蒙特利尔这个城市得着彰显。
Now, according to the New Testament,
照着新约,
there are two particular offices in God's arrangement.
在神的安排之下，有两个特别的职分。
Related to his church.
这是与他的召会有关的。
Please remember this.
请记得。
Number one, it is the office of the apostles.
第一个就是使徒的职分。
What we call the apostleship.
我们称为使徒的职分。
The apostles, the scope or the sphere of their service is not in a local church.
他们服侍的范围不是在
They serve many churches.
而是服侍许多的召会。
It is an office in the universal body of Christ.
这个职分是在基督宇宙身体里的职分。
But there is another important office that belongs in a local church in a locality.
那 还有另外一个重要的十份是属于地方教会在一处教会所有的。
And that office is the office of the elders,
or the elders. 职份就是长老或长老的职份。
Now this morning we're here paying attention to the latter, the second one.
那早晨我们所注意的是第二方面，后者。
In fact, this morning we're not just here to say something concerning eldership.
我们在这里所说的不仅是关乎于长老职份的事。
This morning we like to.Announced to the brothers and sisters in the church in Montreal.
今天早晨，我们愿向蒙特利尔教会所有的弟兄姊妹宣布
that we would like to more formally establish a few brothers to be the elders of this church.
我们愿意正式的设立几位弟兄做此处教会的长老。
We are not doing this in an organizational way.
这不是组织上的一个形式。
We are not here to have some investiture or formally giving some titles to some brothers.
我们也不是所谓在这里正式给人一些头衔。
The church is organic.
教会是生机的。
The church is by life, in life, of life.
教会是凭着生命。在生命里，并且以生命为食的。
The church of God is an organism.
神的教会是一个生机体
，a something full of life，
一个满了生命的事。
So even when we appoint brothers to be elders, we do it in the way of life。
当我们设立弟兄们为长老的时候，我们乃是在生命里做。
So, but however, there is such an arrangement according to God's ordination。
然而，照着神的命定。是有这样的设立
that there should be elders in a local church.
那在一处地方教会是要有长老的。
Who are the elders?
谁是长老呢？
The actual function of the elders can be seen in their in the word overseer.
长老实际的功用。可以从监督这个词看得见。
So the elders actually are the overseers in a church.
所以长老乃是在教会里的监督。
That means they have oversight of the church.
那就是他们看管监督整个神的群羊。
So an overseer is an elder.
所以监督即是长老。
Whereas overseer speaks of their function.
监督是说到他们的功用。
The word elder speaks of their person.
长老说到他们的人位。
They are the ones who are more mature and more experienced in life.
他们在生命上是比较成熟，比较有经历的。
And therefore they are able to take the lead among God's people.
所以他们在神的子民中就能够带领。
Now I hope we are clear about this.
我盼望我们对这件事都清楚。
Now I like to this morning read some verses to you.
我愿意读一些经节给你们听。
Some particular verses.
一些特殊的经节。
Maybe not what you are thinking.
不是你想的经节。
I like to read some verses with you concerning.The leading ones.
那这个经节是关乎到带领的人
or ones who take the lead among the saints.
或者说在圣徒中带领的。
In the word, when you see the leading ones,
主的话中你看见带领人的时候
it refers to the elders in a church.
就指明在教会中的长老。
So I will read some verses.
我要读一些经节。
We start with Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章开始。
No, we will not start there. We will start with Romans 12:8.
从罗马书十二章八节开始。
So I will just do the reading.
我来读就可以了。
In the middle of this verse,
在这处经节的当中
He who leads,In diligence.
带领的就当殷勤。
Here we're talking, the apostle was talking about various gifts in the church life.
在教会中里不同的恩赐。
There is this group of people
有这班人
who leads.
他们带领。
And these refers to the elders.
就指明这些是长老。
By the way, I'd like to impress all of the saints.
我愿意众圣徒都有印象，深刻的印象。
That to be an elder is not a matter of position.
做长老不是一件地位上的事。
Not a matter of rank like it is in the worldly organization.
不是像世界上属世的这些组织，不是一个阶级的事。
It is altogether a matter of life.
完全是一件生命的事。
Not by organization,
不是凭组织,
but by growth in life,
而是根据生命的长大。
There is no application here for you to become an elder.
所以在这里，要成为长老并没有应用。
No,
不需要履历表。
And we don't have a board here to approve.Who would be the elders?
在这里呢，也没有一个组织在这里董事会说谁是长老。
You may have a kind of election of the trustees for the corporation of the church for the government's sake.
每一年呢，为着这个政府，这地方政府，你或许会有一个年会，在这里要选一些这个董事。
That is a business and a legal matter.
那是一个属事务上是法律上的层次的事情。
That is not electing elders.
那件事不是在选长老。
There is no such thing as election of elders.
在这里没有任何关于是选长老的事。
Elders, according to the New Testament, are appointed or established.
长老按着新约来说是指派的或者是设立的。
You say who establish, who appoint?
你说是谁指派，是谁设立呢？
The Holy Spirit.
乃是圣灵所设立的。
Then there would be some who have the function of the apostles.
那有一些是由使徒供用的一般人。
Who would confirm the appointment of the Spirit.
他们只是在这里确认圣灵所已经设立的。
By being one with the Spirit.
因为他们与圣灵是一。
And through fellowship in the body.
借着交通，在身体里的交通。
Such appointments would be made.
我们就有这样的设立。
Now, let me read these, another verse after Romans 12:8.
罗马十二章八节之后，另一处经节。
Please even take these verses down and go home and study it again.
经节写下来，然后研读这些
经节。1 Thessalonians 5:12，
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节，帖前五章十二节。
Okay, let me read. Furthermore, we ask you, brothers,
弟兄们，我还请求你们
，to acknowledge those who labor among you，
要敬重那些在你们中间劳苦
，and take the lead among you in the Lord and admonish you。
并在主里带领你们、劝诫你们的人。
So you have some here who take the lead among the saints in the Lord.
有些人是在主里带领你们的。
The church is like a flock of sheep.
教会像一群羊。
You need some to take the lead.
你需要有人带领。
In the role of a shepherd.
像牧人一样带领。
Now let us go on to First Timothy,
哥林多前书
不是 First Timothy 5:17,
五章十七节。
Let the elders who take the lead well be counted worthy of double honor.
那善于带领的长老，尤其是那在话语上叫劳苦的，配受加倍的敬奉。
Especially those who labor in word and teaching.
尤其在话语和教导上劳苦的。
Now, the last three verses all from chapter 13 of the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十三章有最后几处经节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Remember the ones leading you.
十三节。
No, chapter 13, verse 7.
十三章七节。
Remember the ones leading you.
要纪念那些带领你们。
Who have spoken to you the word of God.
对你们讲过神话语的人。
And considering the issue of their manner of life, imitate their faith.
要效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Then verse 17.
第十七节。
Obey the ones leading you and submit to them.
十七节，你们要信从那些带领你们的。
For they watch over your souls.
且要服从，因为他们为你们的魂警醒。
As those who will render an account.
好像要交账的人。
That they may do this with joy and not groaning.
你们要使他们欢乐地做这事。
For this would be unprofitable to you.
就于不自叹息，若叹息，就与你们无益。
Lastly, verse 24.
第二十四节。
Greet all the ones.
抱歉。
24, verse 24.
二十四节。
Greet all the ones.
请问带领你们的诸位。
Leading you and all the saints.
和圣徒安。
So.We'll just read these verses.
好，我们就读这些经节。
This morning, I'd like to concentrate on one matter.
早晨愿意专注在一件事上。
And that is the relationship between the elders and the saints.
那就是长老与众圣徒们之间的关系。
I hope all of us would be educated by this fellowship.
盼望早晨借着这件事都受教育。
So that in the church in Montreal, we would have an orderly and sweet and harmonious church life.
在蒙特利尔教会能够有甜美，这个甜美的教会生活，有秩序的教会生活。
Which church life would invite God's blessing?
因为这样的教会生活会带进神的祝福。
I want to give you five points. I want to speak five points to the leading brothers.
对带领的弟兄们要说五件事。
This is a word for you.
这是为你们说的。
How you should be as an elder.
作为长老，你们应当如何呢
？Based on these verses we read，
根据以上所读过的经节。
Then I also want to give five points to all the brothers and sisters。
再讲五个点对所有的弟兄姊妹说。
Concerning how you should behave yourself，
你们应当如何行事为人
？In relation to your elders in the church，
在教会里的长老们之间该如何？
Now, firstly, I'd like to say a word to the leading brothers.
第一个要先对带领的弟兄们说话。
Here are the five points.
这是这五个点。
Based on the scriptures we read.
根据所读过的经节。
Number one.
第一。
You have to be a pattern.
你们要做榜样。
And this is, of course, in the verse 7 of Hebrews 13.
希伯来书十三章第七节说到
：“The issue of your manner of life，
你们的行事为人
，and your faith，
还有你们的信心
，has to be imitable by the saints，
都是值得信徒们作为榜样
，has to be worthy of their following，
必须配得他们来跟随。
The first thing of being an elder，
做长老的第一件事。”
For sure is not to rule.
就不是管辖。
The very first thing is to be an example.
第一件事就是要做榜样。
To be a pattern.
要做榜样。
Because the brothers and sisters need a pattern.
因为弟兄姊妹们需要榜样。
Just like in any household, you need the parents to be patterns.
就像任何一个家需要父母做榜样。
Children learn.From the person of the parents more than from their words, more than from their words.
父母从儿女从父母身上所学的比所说的更多。
The children develop by watching more than by hearing.
儿女借着观察所学的比听到的更多。
So, dear brothers who are in the lead.
亲爱带领的弟兄们
，It is a very, very serious matter to become a leading one.
成为一个带领的是相当严肃的一件事。
If you are not a worthy pattern,
如果你是一个配不上的榜样
，Somewhat I would say you are disqualified.
我要说你就不够资格了。
On two counts,
在两方面
，Number one, your life,
你的生活
The issue of your manner of life.
你生活的行事为人
Number two, Your faith.
第二，你的信仰。
Your faith in Christ.
你在基督里的信心。
Your faith in the Lord.
在主里的信心。
Your faith even related to the church and the Lord's recovery.
甚至对着主对着主恢复的信心。
To God's economy, which is in this faith.
那甚至是在这个神信里的经纶。
Number two.
第二。
Elders, you have to watch over the souls.
长老们要成为圣徒们魂的监督。
Watch over the souls of the saints.
要看管圣徒们的魂。
Your job is to oversee.
你的工作是要看管监督。
Like a shepherd.
像牧人一样。
Very watchful, very vigilant.
警醒。
Watching over the dear saints.
看管圣徒。
The condition,
他们的情形,
even the condition of their souls,
甚至他们魂的情形如何?
Do we not remember that the Lord Jesus is the shepherd of our souls?
你记得主耶稣是我们魂的牧人,
not only of their spirits,
不仅是我们的灵,
it is in the souls that where they have problems,
圣徒们呢在魂里有问题,
where they have needs,
他们有需要。
We have to be those who watch over their person.
我们需要看管他们的这个全人。
A good elder is one whose eyes are on the souls of the saints.
好的长老乃是他们的眼目看管神圣徒们的魂。
Caring for every individual sheep.
顾到每一个羊。
The Lord Jesus remembered that one lost sheep out of the 100.
主耶稣在那一百只羊中记得那一只迷失的羊。
It says the shepherd know their sheep by name.
他说他按名字认识这羊。
That refers to an intimate knowledge and concern.
这就指出他们有一个非常亲密的关系和认识。
For the saints of God.
认识神的圣徒。
This sheep speaks of their shepherding role.
这就说出他们这一个牧养的功用。
The main work of an elder is indeed the work of shepherding.
长老们最主要的功用就是牧养的工作。
They should visit.
应该去看望人。
They should contact.
接触人。
The brothers and sisters.
接触弟兄姊妹。
Concern for their spiritual benefit.
关心他们
spiritual well-being.
属灵的幸福。
The third thing.
第三件事。
Is that you have to be diligent.
你们要殷勤。
In Romans 12:8,
罗马书十二章八节
Paul only used one adjective to admonish those who take the lead.
保罗只用了一个词来形容带领的。
And that is you have to be diligent.
那就是你要殷勤。
An overseer cannot be lazy.
监督不可懒惰。
An overseer cannot be loose.
监督不可放松。
What is required of them is diligence.
他们所需要的就是殷勤。
And they should be busy.
他们应该是忙碌的。
Busy not just to take care of many things.
不是忙着顾到许多的事物。
That is actually more the domain of deacons.
那其实是执事的功用。
The elder's job should be the concern for the saints.
长老们应该关心圣徒。
They should be diligent in caring for them.
殷勤照顾圣徒。
Then the fourth thing.
第四件事。
An elder should be a laboring one.
长老应该是一个劳苦的人。
We have in 1 Timothy 5:17,
提摩太前书五章十七节
that talks about laboring.
讲到劳苦。
And I think there's another place in 1 Thessalonians, am I right?
帖撒罗尼迦
that also talks about laboring.
说到劳苦。
Now, there are two kinds of laboring.
有两种的劳苦。
One is the general laboring.
一个是真实的劳苦。
Laboring means toiling.
劳苦就是
It means a kind of hard work.
一种非常辛苦的一种工作。
And that's why we do need among the elders some that have to spend all their time on the church life.
所以我们的确需要有一些长老们是花他们所有的时间在教会生活里的。
This is the context of these verses.
这个经节的上下文。
They have no other time left for anything but for the church.
说到他们呢，没有别的时间做别的，就完全要为着教会摆上。
But for the saints in their locality.
为着他们本地的圣徒要摆上的。
There's another kind of labor.
还有另外一种的劳苦。
A more specific type.
更专特的劳苦。
And that would be the laboring in word and teaching.
那就是在话语和教导上劳苦的。
The saints do need the supply and nourishment of the word.
圣徒们需要神话的供应。
They also need the teaching.
也需要教导。
For their understanding of the truth.
为着他们能领会真理。
For instructions on how they should conduct themselves.
他们应当如何处事为人。
And so on and so forth.In fact, those who labor in word and teaching are worthy of double honor.
在话语上劳苦的是值得加倍的这个。
Context of that honor there.
那在这里尊重的意思。
Actually includes material supply.
包括了这个财务的供应。
To support such a one among us.
扶持我们中间这样的一位。
To serve the church.
来服侍教会。
One last point.
最后一个点。
And that is a very particular charge to the elders.
对长老非常特别的嘱咐。
And it's a very serious one.
是很严肃的一件。
In verse 17 of Hebrews 13,
希伯来书十三章十七节
it says, the leading ones are those who one day will have to render an account.
带领的有一天要交账。
I like all the leading brothers here.
这里所有带领的弟兄们。
Not just Montreal, but those who are gathered here from Canada.
不仅是蒙特利尔，所有聚从加拿大来的弟兄们。
That one day you have to render to the master.
有一天你们要向主人交账。
An account of how you serve his church.
你是如何服侍他的教会？
Remember, this is not your church.
请记得，这不是你的教会。
This is the church of God.
这是神的教会。
You are just temporarily given a stewardship.
你们只是暂时给了一个管家的职分。
The saints are not your possession.
圣徒们不是你们的所有物。
It is God's property.
是神属于神的产业。
So you have to be a faithful steward.
所以你们要做忠信的。
For one day, you will have to render an account at the judgment seat.
所以是你们有一天要交账。
There is a similar thought in 1 Peter.
彼得前书有同样的想法。
When it talks about the eldership.
当他说到长老职分的时候。
And that is to the faithful elders.
那就是对忠信的长老。
There will be a crown of life reserved for them.
为他们预备好一个荣耀的冠冕。
A special reward in the kingdom.
在国度里有一个特别的奖赏。
For those who in this age are faithful to serve his saints.
为着在今世忠信服侍圣徒的人有奖赏。
So this is my word to the leading brothers.
我对带领弟兄们的话。
Now I like to speak now to the brothers and sisters in the church.
那现在我要对教会里的弟兄姊妹说些话。
You also will have 5 points from me.
我也给你五个点。
Concerning how you should be in relation to the leading brothers.
关乎带领的弟兄们，你们和他们之间的关系是如何
？Number one, you should acknowledge them.
第一，你们要认定他。
First Thessalonians 5.
帖前五章要承认。
Acknowledge them.
你们要
敬重他。That means, brothers, you have to recognize them.
你们要承认敬重他们。
It is not right for a saint not to recognize the leading brothers.
如果有一个圣徒不承认带领的弟兄们是不对的。
In a healthy and a normal way.
在一个健康正常的方式。
Here I don't mean you put the elders on a pedestal.
不是说把长老摆在讲台抬在上面，不是的。
Make them some kind of a, what do you call it? Special class，
不是作为一般
of high rank
特殊有高等的特殊阶级的人物，不是的。
Forget about that，
忘掉那些。
Among us, we all are brothers，
在我们中间都是弟兄。
It says, call no one your leader，
是不要说在这边称为带领的。
Our unique leader is Jesus Christ，
我们独一带领的就是耶稣基督。
No, the elders are just our brothers，
长老们就是我们的弟兄。
I am very, very unhappy when I see some saints and they call the leading brothers elder so and so。
我很不高兴看见一些弟兄姊妹就说某某长老。
Because some call me that，
因为有人是这样子称我。
I say, brother, please stop doing that。
我说弟兄请停下，不要这样叫我。
Just call me brother Chen。
只要叫我陈弟兄就好了。
Just call me brother Minoru。
只要叫我陈实弟兄就够了。
I am just your brother。
我就是你们的一个弟兄。
I'm not your ruler。
我不是你们的管辖者。
I'm not the king in Montreal。
我不是蒙特利尔的王。
I am just a brother。
我就是一个弟兄。
But the role or the function has fallen upon me。
但是这个功用，这个已经落在我身上。
So in fear and trembling, I。Serve in that way.
我这样呢是恐惧战惊的在这里服侍。
But recognize them.
但是你们什么要认
？They are the leading brothers.
承认他们是带领的弟兄们。
They are the elders.
他们是长老。
They are watching over you.
他们在这里看管你们。
You should have the right attitude.
你们应该有个对的态度。
To recognize these dear ones.
要承认这些弟兄。
Number two.
第二。
Not only you should recognize them，
不仅承认他们。
Paul's word or the writer's word， remember them。
保罗说，你们还要纪念他们。
Brothers and sisters， remember your elders。
弟兄姊妹要纪念你们的长老们。
Consider their life。
你们要考虑他们的生活。
You say， how do I remember the leading ones？
你说我怎么纪念这些带领的人呢？
I'd like to tell you one practical way。
我跟你讲，有一个很实际的路。
Pray for them.
为他们祷告。
Brothers and sisters, pray for the leading brothers.
弟兄姊妹为带领的弟兄们祷告。
They are serving.
他们在服侍。
They are leading.
他们在带领。
They are laboring.
他们在劳苦。
You have to pray for them.
你要为他们祷告。
Don't criticize them.
不要批评。
Don't judge them.
不要审判他们。
Pray for them.
为他们祷告。
This is the right attitude of a saint.
圣徒们正确的态度。
Number three.
第三。
You should obey and submit to them.
应该顺服服从他们。
There is an order in the church.
在教会中是有等次的。
Just like there's an order
有次序的。
In a human family.
就像在家里是有等次序的。
The children ought to submit.To and obey their parents.
儿女应当顺从服从父母。
This is how God has ordained it.
这是神所命定的。
So obey.
所以要顺服。
And submit.
甚至服从。
This is right.
这是对的。
This will also invite the Lord's blessing.
这就会带下主的祝福。
This is number three, right?
这第三。
Number four.
第四。
You have to what?You have to imitate their faith.
你要效仿他们的信心。
You have to consider the issue of the manner of life.
考虑他们的为人生活。
You have to follow them.
要跟随他们。
Number five.
第五。
The final point.
最后一点。
You have to honor them.
你要尊重他们。
You know, it says here, greet all the leading ones.
在这里要问他们安。
Even the writer,
问安。
Possibly Paul,
这作者可能是使徒保罗。
An apostle,
这个使徒呢
he, at the end of that epistle,
在书信的末了
he said, greet the leading ones and the saints.
就问这些带领的和圣徒们的安。
That means the leading ones occupy Paul's consideration.
在保罗的考量里面这个带领的是占有地位。
They represent the church.
他们代表教会。
They represent the saints.
他们代表圣徒。
They are the laboring ones.
他们是劳苦的一般人。
So he say greet them.
他说问他们安。
It implies a kind of honor.
指明某一种的尊重。
And I mentioned already earlier,
我之前提过
that part of this honoring,
在这个尊重的一部分
according to the local situation,
是当然照着本地的情形
would include even some kind of material support.
有的甚至包括一些财务的扶持。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this is how you should be with the leading ones.
你们跟带领的弟兄之间的关系应当是这样子。
Are you clear?
你们清楚吗?
So, to all the leading brothers, did you get the 5 points?
所以带领的弟兄们，你们知道那五点吗?
Not just in Montreal,
不是在蒙特利尔,
but in Canada.
对, 在整个加拿大。
I'm not sure that even all the leading brothers have this view.
我不确定所有的带领弟兄们有这样的看见。
And the dear saints back there in Montreal.
在圣蒙特利的圣徒坐在后面呢。
Did you get your 5 points?
你们知道那五点是什么吗
？Yes or no?
是不是
Amen. ？Amen. This is the Bible's teaching.
这是圣经的教导。
So may the Lord help us to practice these things.
愿主帮助我们来实行这些事。
Now, from the very beginning of the church in Montreal,
从蒙特利尔教会开始
there have been brothers here serving.
有弟兄在这里服侍。
And I think especially for many years from the early 80s,
特别80年代早期开始
you know Brother John Chow, right?
我们认识赵同弟兄
has been among us.
在我们中间
And maybe some who have come into the church last year may not know him.
或者你过两三年进来还不认识赵弟兄的。
Because circumstantially he has been away from Montreal.
因着环境上他这个人不在蒙特利尔有的时候。
But the fact of the matter is he has been serving in this capacity over decades.
但事实上数十年来他是在这样的进攻用。
And the church here has gone through a bit of a turmoil about 10 years ago. Eight years ago.
教会八年前经过某一种的风波。
And I would say today the church in Montreal is a new church.
我说今天蒙特利尔教会是一个新的教会。
It's a restored testimony of the Lord in the recovery.
主在恢复里恢复了他的在这里的见证。
So in these recent years,
在这些年间
the Lord has done something very gracious and very marvelous to revive His testimony in this city.
主在这个城市做了恩待我们美妙的事情。
I'm very, very encouraged by this.
恢复了我们，我们非常受这个激励。
Now the church has, I don't know how many on the phone list, but you have on Lord's Day up to 200 people.
我不知道这个名单上有多少人，但是主日大概有将近200人。
And I think it's still growing.
我想人数还在涨。
And you have a beautiful piece of property here.
非常美丽的一个产业在这里。
The Lord will do much more in this province of Quebec.
主在魁北克省这里要做许多事。
A part of eastern Canada.
这是东加拿大的一部分。
Certainly part of this country.
也在这个国家的一部分要做许多事。
Much, much will happen, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，有许许多多的事要发生。
There is a bright future in front of us.
前途光明。
Now, Today, we like to more particularly mention three brothers.
今天我们要特别提到三位弟兄
who actually have been serving in this capacity already.
他们已经在这样的度量功用上已经服侍了。
If you recognize that,
如果你承认他们
but we still like to take this occasion to make it more clear.
我们还愿意用这样的机会让这件事更为确定。
So there would not be some kind of guesswork or confusion.
在这里也不会有些猜测或者有些混乱。
The first would be Brother Martin Plant.
第一个就是 Martin Plant 弟兄。
Do they all know you, right?
他们都知道。
He's the loudest.
声音最大。
You will not miss him.
不会不认识他的。
So Martin, Brother Martin.
所以 Martin 弟兄。
Then, secondly, we have Brother Ken Yao.
第二，我们有姚龙。
The Chinese saints, you all know Brother Ken.
华语的圣徒们都认识姚弟兄。
Brother Ken, who has been serving and laboring for a long time with the brothers.
姚弟兄跟弟兄们一同服侍劳苦了多年。
The third one would be Brother
Chu Liang.
Chu Men Liao, otherwise known as Chu.
第三个是 Chu 弟兄，中文的我不知道。 Chu, Brother Chu.
Brother Chu. Okay, these are the three brothers.
这三位弟兄。
And so today, we would like to say these three brothers are more evidently and more openly announced as the leading brothers in the church in Montreal.
主编比较在显明的、公开的在这里报告这三位弟兄是在蒙特利尔召会带领的弟兄们。
Are you happy about this?
你们喜乐吗？
You should be very happy.
应该非常的喜乐。
Right?
对不对？
Now, besides these brothers,
除了这些弟兄们之外，
there are actually some other younger brothers,
还有一些较为年轻的弟兄们，
who coordinate with them,
跟他们一同配搭，
learning to serve,
学习服事，
learning to take the lead,
学习带领，
and we pray.
我们为你们祷告。
We look to the Lord.
我们也仰望主。
In the coming days and years,
在要来的年间和时日。
Not only in Montreal,
不仅在蒙特利尔。
All the churches in Canada,
在加拿大的众召会里。
There will be fresh faces.
有一些更新鲜的面孔。
There will be new blood.
新血加入。
There will be the next generation.
有下一代兴起。
Of brothers.
就是弟兄们。
Who would serve in this capacity?
能够以这样的度量在这里服侍。
What a blessing this is!
这是何等的祝福。
What a joy this is!
何等的喜乐。
What a future this is!
我们有何等光明的前途。
When we have more and more younger ones perfected to serve the Lord and His people.
有更多的年轻人受成全在这里服侍神的百姓。
I time myself very, very properly.
时间抓得很准。
I said I will finish by noon, and I accomplished it.
中午啊就要讲完，我讲完了。
Now I would like all of us this morning,
希望我们今天早晨
because of this special occasion,
因着这个特别的这件事
to take about 5 minutes to pray.
五分钟时间祷告。
I'd like all the saints to pray.
请众圣徒都要祷告。
Stand with the Lord.
与主站在一起
stand with these brothers,
与这些弟兄们站在一起
and stand with the church in Montreal,
与蒙特利的召会站在一起
for his further move in the coming years,
让他在要来的年纪能更进一步的往前
Let's ask the Lord to pour out the blessing,
我们求主倾倒下他的祝福
open the windows of heaven,
把天的窗户向我们打开
until we have no room to contain it,
直到我们无法再盛装祝福再祝福
May the Lord do so,
愿主成就这事
How about we have some prayer,
好不好我们有一些祷告
I mean some brothers and sisters,
有些弟兄们姊妹们
take the lead to pray,
请带头来祷告
for about 5 minutes,
祷告五分钟
Amen.